Proclamation number 0329 of 12th of March, 1938. Father's words of comfort. Prohibition of books. Whomever draws near to me remains in me and I in him. And whoever keeps my commandments from now on, he will not die in eternity, because it is I who awakes him from sleep and brings him home into my kingdom. And so insert yourself, my child, into the world order created by me, and do not sacrifice your present life to the world that threatens to destroy you and wants to capture you again. You do not resist the temptation that will approach you. A quiet prayer to me and I support you so that you fill my nearness and remain in me. Such has always been commanded to man, and their heart's voice showed them the right way, but the longing for earthly desire was always far stronger than the will for spiritual perfection. And the divine essence therefore remained hidden from them. It requires full engagement at all times. Now, however, it is an urgent requirement to gather all forces against the enemy of the soul. You are still only wading through murky water, but soon thick mud will make your progress difficult, yes, soon even impossible, and then, put your hands to work, because it will be necessary. But the work is on your soul, because from now on you are only for a short time in full possession of your powers and can use these at your discretion. But soon obstacles of every kind will prevent you from the execution of your will. You get into a predicament and will not know which voice you are to follow. The voice from outside or in your heart. And you will have to do violence to your own, if you want to free yourselves from dark influences and external command. Begging the blessing of God on everything that you begin is your strongest weapon in the fight for your salvation, then the Heavenly Father will lead you out of all danger. In the wisdom of the heart, each one remains, whenever he directs his thoughts upwards, from where alone help can come to you. The same will become apparent to you at a time when the earthly will stir in you, which wants to lead you aside. Then take care that you do not stumble, my child. The joys of the earth are many. But all of them do not outweigh the inner peace of the soul, which is certain to the child of God, who only longs for me. Only that which is of God must reign around you and in you, and only my spirit alone shall enter your heart, and what comes from outside, flee from it. In the depth of your heart, the divine spark of my love enlivens itself to an ever brighter flame, and what I have once ignited, I never let extinguish again. All being and becoming is determined by my love. Where this is missing, nothing can come into being because the ordering power, which flows out of divinity, is wisely only absorbed there where the being has striven for an intimate union with me. And so it follows from this that an everlasting union with me must also be of such blessing for you that your anxiously trembling heart is protected from every evil influence. You still live to fight for your soul's salvation, and when you fight and trust in me and take refuge in my love in every trouble of the soul, you will win. For I only allow these fights against you for you to become strong. You are to mature in yourselves, and you are never to forget that I only await your call to be able to redeem you. But whoever turns to me in full faith and trust, need never be despondent. He has consecrated his heart to me with every thought and thus lives in my grace. Now, my child, listen in spirit to my words, what is announced to you in writing and in print. You receive in the same way as if it came from me and thereby make it your own knowledge which far exceeds your natural gifts. In this way your senses will slowly develop an image that is in full harmony with what was created in the universe by the divine Creator. And still life will often bring you opportunities where you will ask yourself why the will of the Creator has allowed that those spiritual works, given to man by me, were taken away from them through prohibition. This too is done according to a wise plan. Those among you people who hungers for it and demands refreshment, to him this shall certainly be presented. But who believes he is able to destroy my works, he will see them rise again, because my powers rule everywhere, and where I want, there also no barriers will be set by the prohibition, because such refreshment will surely be found by those who need it, because it is my will. So you recognize more and more that I am with my love in your midst, that I lead every little heart so that it finds me and remains with me for eternity. Amen.